Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
We hadn't even heard of your product. Our son called us and said, you two need to be using this. And, oh, I love it. It really seems to be helping. My energy levels are not always great, but for the last couple of months, it seems to be improving. But it was really strange because our son doesn't recommend a lot of products to us. He's not like that with us. He says, you're my parents. I'm not yours. I'm not telling you what to do. But with this one, he said, no, I think you really need to do this. And our son was right. We need to be doing this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
And stupidity has taken over the world. Not the normal kind of stupid, the advanced kind. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Appellate lawyer. Great to have you with us, Cindy. Let's start with
Thank
Dominion. A straight out disavowal of any claim of fraud against the company, its software or machines. Your reaction?
Well, I can hardly wait to put forth all the evidence we have collected on Dominion, starting with the fact it was created to produce altered voting results in Venezuela for Hugo Chavez and then shipped internationally to manipulate votes for purchase in other countries, including this one. It was funded by money from Venezuela and Cuba, and China has a role in it also. So if you want to talk about foreign election interference, we certainly have it now. We have staggering statistical evidence. We have staggering testimony from witnesses, including one who was personally in briefings when all of this was discussed and planned, beginning with Hugo Chavez and how it was designed there, and then saw it happening in this country. As soon as the state shut down on election night and stopped counting, those are the states where the most egregious problems occurred. We also need to look at, and we're beginning to collect evidence on the financial interests of some of the governors and secretaries of state who actually bought into the Dominion systems, surprisingly enough.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show, trying to give you a snapshot of what's not being reported on by mainstream. Also, just so you know, over a million people showed up, if not two. Look at the drone footage and the photographs over the weekend at the White House to protest this fraud of election going on. And what did the media say? They said a couple of thousand people showed up, and they also said that the White House was lying about the number, but pictures don't lie. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thanks.
I've got Dr. Duke Besta. How are you, sir?
All right, doing okie dokie.
Okay, well, let's launch in. Oh, my gosh. So this will be interesting over the next week and a half as Sidney Powell, who has been on our show, is the bulldog attorney for General Flynn and just has done an amazing job. She's got all this evidence coming forward from the Dominion voting systems. This will be big. And I think by the time we hit Thanksgiving, people will start to understand that there's going to be a little bit of a fight going on here. What are your thoughts?
I do think that people have already lapsed into people on our side even have lapsed into sort of resignation. This is not an accident. I think that the mainstream media outlets know that there are, while it's not perhaps a large possibility, there is the possibility that this still could be overturned, and they're preparing people as if there is no possibility. So when this process begins to unfold in a few weeks, it's going to take some people by surprise. And don't be surprised if you see the mainstream media going into full panic lunatic mode. Right. This is it. This is what we've been waiting for. This is going to be Trump's last attack on democracy. We've already primed 75% of the population to think that's coming anyway. The other thing I will say is what concerns me a little bit is if you have some evidence here, some evidence there, a little bit more evidence there, that unless you can prove definitively that there is one primary source of corruption that you can trace a large number of votes to, it's not going to matter. That, you know, if, okay, fine, you've proved that these voting machines may have been able to transfer so many votes here and there, but you don't have enough evidence to overturn the election, or you could, I mean, if there's lots of, if this evidence consists of a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this here, a little bit of there, I'm not sure that's going to be powerful enough to, you know, in and of itself, make a big difference in the end.
Okay, Uncle Milty?
What do you think if the evidence was actually a voting tabulating machine that you put 100,000 votes in, all for Trump, and half of them came out for Biden?
Yeah, I mean, there's now that, if there's that's a provable thing. How do you?
Yeah.
I mean, you may know than you may know or probably do more than I do about them. I know those some of those machines have the capacity. Do we have evidence that actually that went on?
I believe
yes,
so.
I think they do. And from what I'm hearing from the from my contacts, they do. They have the evidence. They have video evidence, and they do have these individuals that were in the briefings for those that wanted this fraud to go through. You've got some screaming eyewitnesses.
And I believe they have programmers from Dominion that have come forward that actually did the programming.
Yep.
Now that would be big. Two things would be big. Like you said, if people who are on tape, the ones who stand to beat to go down for this, start squealing, that's a big deal.
It is. It's huge. And I do think this is coming. You know, for a while there, when you had Truman and you had Dewey, they were saying Dewey won. People knew the optics, though. They knew that people had showed up for Truman. Mm-hmm. Same with this. You saw Trump crossing the country. You can't lie about the numbers that showed up for him. You knew Biden was hiding in his basement, or they wanted him hidden in his basement. But, I mean, the optics of this alone, Victor Davis Hanson talked about the fact that, hey, look, you've got a sector of people that understand in their gut what actually happened. Even if they're Democrat, they know what happened because it was out there. Uncle Milty?
I actually believe, though, that the president is sincere when he says this is not about me getting reelected. This is about the future of the United States of America.
Because do we have a banana republic or not? Are we going into now where they can use this kind of fraud at this level when it's so blatantly obvious, like I just said with the optics? I mean, it's blatantly obvious.
Yeah, it is. And we had problems in 2016. Mm-hmm. We had major problems in 2016. And we had big problems in 2012 when we talked about Philadelphia, where in some precincts where you had 36,000 registered votes, you had more than that cast, and every single vote went for Biden. That's the that went for Obama at the time. Those are all valid claims. I mean, we've never investigated this over the last 15 years, and every election we have, it gets worse. And it is unparalleled this time. The number of complaints, the number of scratch your head, we've never had it like this. So if this doesn't warrant a full-scale investigation, one that we're going to have to carry on all the way through mid-January when Biden's anointed, because once Biden is inaugurated, all these investigations stop.
Right.
These will be crushed. His son, the investigations into his son's behavior is going to be crushed. So Trump should not only be doing this, not just for him. Let's not separate the two. Trump wants to be president. He's doing this for his sake, and he's doing it for the sake of the republic. And he's right about that. And so I wish they would move faster on this.
Yeah.
The other thing that I think is really inexplicable, and no one has got a good answer for, repeat it again. I said it last week. As things were trending Trump's way between, I don't know, about 6 o'clock in the evening all the way through 9:10, everything was trending his way. But they didn't call Florida when he had won Florida handily. They didn't even call Texas when he won Texas handily. Meanwhile, that call for Arizona that Fox News inaugurated, that call for Arizona, something happened. Everybody stopped counting. Eastern places like Michigan and North Carolina, Georgia, and Pennsylvania in particular just stopped counting. And then we find out that somewhere between 3 in the morning, somewhere after midnight, between 3 and 6 in the morning, boom, huge swatches of votes came in for Biden. That to me is unconscionable, and there has to be an argument. What allowed these legislatures, these balloters, to just stop counting?
Right.
And why did it happen when, because Arizona was a pivotal state. As things were breaking, whoever won Arizona was going to have a leg up. Once they thought that Biden had that leg up, everybody stopped counting until the morning when all the vote counts changed.
Yeah.
One of the things that really stands out to me is the number of votes that were necessary to make this possible. I believe the president got 71 million votes.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I don't believe Biden got 74 million votes.
Yes.
And there were 30 million more votes in this election than 2012.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Victor Davis talked about the fact that, look, we had a totally new kind of election where some states it was 85% mail-in. So to try to use the old standard of calling the president on election night and saying who's going to sway this thing and trying to grab the momentum like this, as they've been desperately putting out in the media that he's the president, Biden, and they have been since that night, that under this new change of system that we, of course, implemented, you can't have a winner that fast. And so he was saying the same thing. He was saying, look, this is ridiculous. And you know what? Sidney Powell, if they have the evidence that she says they have, I don't know how it could be discounted. I don't know how it could be thrown out. I don't know how it couldn't work for Trump. And I actually do think Trump will prevail. I really do.
Oh, I hope you're right. The other thing that Milty said that I think is right, if you had said to the Democrats before the election, tell you what, we're going to guarantee you 70. We're going to guarantee 71 million votes to Donald Trump, they would have thought they had lost.
Yeah.
If the Democrats thought that Trump was going to get anywhere near 71 million, they would have thought the election would have gone against them, or they would have had to find a way to make up many votes to overcompensate from that.
Right. And now we have a new federal lawsuit seeking to throw out 1.2 million votes in Michigan. A lot of voter fraud in Michigan. A lot in Detroit. In fact, there's so many people trying to come forward on the voter fraud. It's just kind of astounding in America.
Let me
right
ask
now.
You, Kate. Mm-hmm. I know we're about to go to break.
Sure.
Throw this to both you and Milty.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you say, I think, is correct. And I think that if we had anything like, it's not enough to recount ballots. If all they're doing is recounting ballots, Trump's going to lose.
Right.
If what they do is audit the process, then he's got a chance. What makes you think the deep state as we understand it today? What makes you think, what makes us trust in courts? What makes us trust in federal judges? And in particular, what makes us trust in the Supreme Court, given the kind of chicanery we've seen from people like John Roberts over the last 3 or 4 years? So let's say that there is contention here. It's worthy to go to court, happens here will end up in the courts. What makes you trust the system?
Okay.
I don't trust the system. What I do trust is what I've been saying for 2 years. The president has known all along this was going to be the battle, and he is prepared for it.
Yeah, if you're asking me, I would say that I actually do trust in some people that were put in. I do trust that they can outnumber some of the people that obviously there have been some court decisions that have gone for Trump already. And recounts, Judge Alito saying we need, we need a recount. So there have been things in his favor. And you know what? There's an awful lot of people out there that want truth to come out, and they don't want these criminals running the insane asylum. They do not want them. And so I do think there's enough people that will come forward.
Yeah, sorry about that. I just gotta say, it is absolutely staggering to the degree to which almost all the media outlets, including Fox, have stopped talking about this.
I know.
Did you see that meme that went around of about 60 different Fox stations, all like local ones across the country?
I played it.
I have played it
over and over on the show for 2 years, and there's several of them. In fact, there's some during COVID that came up as well. And so we played them, and it's astounding, the amount of script. In fact, AP, this is what they say. Trump conclusively lost. See, they can't say he did. Conclusively lost, but denies evidence. So you know what? They're desperate. They're so desperate that their hand is showing.
Yeah.
And I'm actually really glad, because does this make the media fall? Who knows? Be right back. Kate Daly Show. More with Dr. Duke Pesta from the Dr. Duke Show. And, of course, Uncle Milty. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I love this song, Disturbed, The Sound of Silence. Here we go.
To the neon god, they
wow.
And the sign lashed out in
What a powerful song. He gives that song and the words to that song a whole new meaning, doesn't he? In Disturbed, Uz version of The Sound of Silence. I welcome you back. I've got Duke Pesta, Dr. Duke from The Dr. Duke Show, a very popular show. And by the way, if you don't have it, you're not listening to it, you need to. He is doing exposés on things no one else is, and you need to know what's going on. I have Uncle Milty here. Make sure you go to katedallyradio.com and get the podcast. Over a million and a half strong on just SoundCloud alone, about 2 million listens with everything together. It's kind of amazing what's going on, especially this year. This year has been insane. In fact, I really want to play for you this Justin Trudeau Canada COVID piece about what the opportunity is with COVID and what their agenda is, because we're going to get into that. The Trump team being very silent, you'll notice this. In fact, I think they have enough evidence. I really do. And strong evidence coming forward and coming out in the next week and a half. Don't underestimate Trump. He wants the truth to come out. Many do, I think. But here is Justin Trudeau with this clip. This happened just this last week with him talking about COVID being an opportunity to go after all their goals. Here we go. He's such a progressive wingnut leftist. Here you go.
Justin Trudeau is a relatively new face in Canadian politics. The stunning victory in Canada's recent general election, Trudeau ended a decade of conservative rule in Canada.
Here we go.
Building back better means giving support to the most vulnerable while maintaining our momentum on reaching the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the SDGs. Canada is here to listen and to help. This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. For a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change. Building back better means getting support.
So there you go.
While maintaining our
That was Justin Trudeau saying, look, we already had these efforts going pre-pandemic. I'm going to say plandemic. Pre-plandemic, this was an opportunity to move forward. This is an opportunity to get to their 2030 agenda goals and regarding climate change and poverty, always going after poverty. That way they can give us all universal basic income and we're all poor. So it's kind of interesting that he would actually admit this. What do you think, Dr. Duke Pesta and Uncle Milty, on that?
Well, I'm sorry to say I couldn't hear the.
Oh,
I didn't
okay.
hear. I have a hard time. I almost
right,
never hear
right.
the things that you play. But I getting the gist of it. I mean, it seems it's not remarkable. I mean, everybody's been talking about this great reset. That what they really needed, what they wanted, the progressives. Things were. This is a horrible thing to think about. This was really trending away with the election of Donald Trump and the reforms he had made. The fact that he was standing up to China, that he was stood up to the United Nations, put strong ambassadors there like Nikki Haley, who were going to fight their groupthink. He was really on the road. I think this whole business we're dealing with right now is globalism or not, which is going to be our future. And so I think that Trump was actually moving in a way that was almost single-handedly pushing back the forces of globalism, and then boom, end of last year, beginning of this year, along comes quote-unquote by randomness, let's just call it, yeah, right, comes the Wuhan virus, comes from a laboratory, very sure, with a infectious disease laboratory very close to Wuhan, and we find ourselves now in a position where, you know, the pandemic broke out, and when you look at just how still, the huge swaths of American people, including Democrat politicians, are acting as if we are in the middle of the end days, which justifies all of this imposition in our constitutional rights. It's almost too perfect to believe happened accidentally.
Yeah.
For the globalist forces.
Yes. You know, they're out with it. They admit it. They don't even hide it. They don't even try to anymore.
No, and they absolutely know that unless they take down the United States and put somebody like Biden in as president, they cannot reset. United States will not allow it to happen unless they've already lost.
Yes. And guys, think about this. why was the left so aggravated when Hillary Clinton lost? Mm-hmm. They thought that with the election of Barack Obama, there was never going to be another Republican president, number one. And there certainly wouldn't be a Republican president who didn't act like the traditional spineless Republican. Mm-hmm. They didn't get Hillary, and they got a different kind of Republican, one who was not part of the corrupt system like Bush and Romney and McCain. Mm-hmm. They got a Republican who almost had – he was a tabula rasa in many ways, a complete blank slate. And what he did is he came out fighting both with two-fistedly for the economy, for the American economy, not the global economy. How do you make America great again? And then the second thing he did was to push back against the globalist intentions of the United Nations. So this was – this in 3.5 short years, Trump had managed to reverse much of this. Milty's right. If you can't start – if it doesn't happen in America, it can't happen anywhere else. That all of their plans – for one government, one world government, no cashless money, basically Agenda 2030. Their entire plan depended upon America after post-Barack Obama is not ever electing another serious Republican conservative again. And it all went to pieces here. And so why the 4 years of extreme over-the-top agitation? Why 4 years? That took them 4 years of the inability of the left to accept Trump, the continual lies, the impeachment, the dragging out of things that had been proven to be false, like the Charlotte. The Charlotte lie, right. A number of different things Trump was supposed to have said and done that he didn't, that Democrat politicians are still using. I think it's because they recognize they could not afford to get 4 more years of Donald Trump.
When you ask me why I think we'll prevail, none of those things worked. He was president, and none of their strategies worked, and they thought they had him all in the bag and bought and paid for it. And that's why I'm saying there's a lot of forces at work here that are not buying into their garbage, and do not let them prevail. Uncle Milty?
You know, if you just look at the math for the last 3 presidential elections, I don't believe that Biden was a better candidate than Hillary. Mm-hmm. I think Hillary was the better candidate. Hillary... the difference between Hillary and Biden is 510,000 votes. The president got 500,000 more votes in Arizona than he did, and Biden won by 11,000 votes. The math is too perfect.
It's so true. I mean,
I agree with you 100% that Hillary had everything breaking her way. Uh-huh. The first female president.
Oh, yeah.
Riding off the coattails of Obama. And she campaigned, by the way. She campaigned like she had it sewn up, which didn't help her. But this candidacy was weak. And it actually hurt him. By putting Kamala Harris on the ticket, it didn't really pull any votes from.
Nope.
People didn't vote for Kamala.
No.
It actually hurt him, I think, with the American people. A weak and tepid candidate became a nastily political candidate with the addition of Kamala. And that didn't help her. So where did all these votes come from? Where did this extra juice come from?
Mm.
It defies logic, like you guys are saying.
It really does. It really does. We call her Hormala. She's an interesting one. And you're right. She had no following. People just didn't really – they don't like her. They don't trust her. And
what does it say that she didn't campaign? She almost she did almost no campaigning.
Nope.
And Biden did even less.
I know. It's kind of amazing. That's why when Victor Davis Hanson talks about the optics of this, your gut is telling you something that they're trying to tell you you don't feel. And everyone is feeling this in America. They're knowing that this isn't the truth. And so they want the truth to come out. And because they could not get their way the last 4 years, you know what? It says a lot to me about the fact that we will prevail, Uncle Milty.
The other thing is that when anything is discussed about Kamala, it's about what she would do as president, not what she would do as vice president.
Yeah. And I remember thinking during the impeachment or during Russia, they would concoct something. They would do something to make sure that what's his face? The FBI guy.
McCabe?
No.
Comey?
The guy that did the whole investigation on Russia. Would.
Miller.
Yes, Mueller, thank you. That he would actually, that they would actually come up with stuff. They couldn't. When the impeachment thing, I remember feeling that we're actually going to impeach this president for something Biden did on tape even. And that didn't happen. And so that's why I think that we need to have a little more faith and turn off this mainstream media that keeps so desperately overselling. Like I said, they wouldn't try so hard if they did, if they thought everybody was on board. They know they don't have the people.
Yeah.
Do you know what they were chanting outside the White House? A million plus people? Fox News sucks.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was just about to go there. Everything we've talked about for this last 15 minutes, if we were saying it on Facebook or Twitter, we would be suspended.
Yes.
That's the other aspect of this.
Yep.
How Fox News now has completely adopted that line as well. And so this has been a huge epiphany, right? That the masks have been pulled. What a thing to say in the time of increased masking, but the yeah. figurative masks now have been ripped off the faces of all the players. Let me throw something else at you that would be pretty mind-boggling. Now this, I admit, would be wandering down conspiracy lane, but what if Trump was to die, Biden was to die before January?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's entirely implausible that that were to happen.
Right.
I don't think his health is that good. What if we, let's say, mid-December lost him?
Mm-hmm.
What would that do to all of this?
Right.
How would let's say that the momentum was moving. Let's say that the momentum was moving Trump's
mm-hmm,
way,
mm-hmm.
that things were getting into the courts, things were being found out, and all of a sudden we lose Biden in December. I think that there would be forces in this scenario
mm-hmm.
that would see that as a way to fight back against the possible Trump victory.
Mm.
I see it the opposite.
What do you see?
I see that no one would want Kamala Harris as president. And
well, at that
would...
point, it doesn't matter who you want anymore,
right.
though. That, you know, that I'm saying that the forces that would – the global left would rally around a Kamala more than they would a tepid Joe Biden, I think.
Mm.
At that point, let's say we did lose Biden, wouldn't this become a global issue, whether we wanted it to or not? Wouldn't there be calls for UN intervention? Wouldn't there be calls for all sorts of activity? Wouldn't there be tremendous pressure from international players to recognize Kamala, particularly left-wing governments
mm-hmm.
in Europe and even the socialized nations?
Well, it sounds reasonable, and I agree. That sounds like the way it should go. But I'm not sure how deep Kamala is in the globalist area.
Yeah, and he would have to be elected by the Electoral College
right.
in order for that to happen. But even if he died. But wow, interesting. You know, because this year is so shockingly strange, and I see more gullibility than I've ever seen, really anything is up for grabs in the next 2 months. I get
my point is this. If things look like they're starting to trend Trump in the courts by the time
right,
they get to December.
Right. Some kind of play.
All I'm saying is if you remove Biden,
mm-hmm.
then inside the country, too, the ferocity of trying to go back to, I think there'll be a lot of, I don't think a lot of Democrats, even moderate Democrats, I think, would then think this was a setup as well. I'm not sure that the people who voted for Biden wouldn't double down. I mean, it would not make Trump any more popular. It would make him less popular. And there would be all sorts of speculations that Trump had him killed.
They would make Biden out to be the martyr. Interesting.
Yeah, that's possible.
Interesting. Okay, be right back. More with Dr. Duke Pesta from the Dr. Duke Show and Uncle Milty on the Kate Daly Show. Be right back. Welcome back. Hey, Daly Show. Sound of Silence again. Disturbed. Just an amazing song. Welcome back. Make sure you go over to Balance of Nature. This is something you can control right now is your health. Make sure you're improving it with 31 fruits and vegetables every day. You get to 3 fruit capsules and 3 veggie capsules. They're small, easy to take. Pop those in, and at least you know you're getting the dehydrated nutrients of all of those nutrients contained in 31 fruits and vegetables every day. They take the water out. They take the air out. They give you the good stuff. It also comes with a fiber drink that's truly amazing, and it has all the minerals that your body's lacking and the vitamins and everything that your body needs. Please order extra as well. You know, we're about to go into some crazy lockdowns, the furthering of lockdowns. Chicago, you're telling people they can get a 12-pound turkey so you don't invite more guests. I mean, it's just, it's getting insane, and we're going to be seeing this because they didn't stop the last season. They just kept rolling the numbers. So we're seeing a now two seasons worth of flu that they're contributing to COVID, and it's the biggest nightmare because they're not telling you the truth. The hospitals today, they actually came out with stats from HHS that we only have 20,000 more people in the hospital countrywide than we did the last few years. So don't let them tell you the hospital's full of COVID. I welcome back Dr. Pesta, and I welcome back Uncle Milton. Just it's insane what we're about to dive into under, and even under this regime that everybody thinks is coming to. It's kind of crazy.
It is pretty insane. You know, there's a lot that's going to happen between now and then. It's I go back to what I said before. I hope there's some auditing going on. I mean, when you lock the same people who did the count in the same rooms by themselves and let them count the same ballots, that's not going to get as much of anywhere. And it's there's also, I hope they're also documenting a long time alongside the fraud. I really do hope there's a serious, serious audit of all of the procedural violations, right? That, and I think we're going to get it, right? All the ballots, all the ways that different states invalidated their own election law to make exceptions, oftentimes in the name of COVID. That's where you get this wave of mail-in voting, and the reason why so many ballots were sent to so many people, even if they didn't ask for them.
Yeah.
I made a mistake with Georgia. It's only 14,155 votes that separate them. But here's the real issue.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. The president got 368,791 more votes than he did in 2016 in Georgia. Biden got 594,087 more votes than Hillary did in Georgia.
Jeez.
No way did that happen.
Yeah. That kind of stuff, it boggles comprehension.
Yep, it sure does, and that's why I think when Victor Davis Hanson was saying what he was saying, look, you can't counter people's intuition this fiercely, and the oversell that's going on, we have to really look at that. That's huge, and I really do. I feel like we don't even understand what's coming, and I do think this fight is coming. There is an exclusive interview out now. Former Dominion project manager executed $25 million contract with the state of Michigan while serving as their Democratic vice chairman. You know, all of this stuff is starting to come out, and I do think it'll come out in time. So this next 2 months will play out very strangely while we're all in lockdowns, while we're all suffering in our daily lives now. Uh-huh. It's finally hit home. What's going on with all of this? And the censorship, I mean, you're being censored it, like crazy, Dr. Duke Pesta. I mean, you've been at the hand of this for so long trying to fight up against this, and people aren't going to take this kind of censorship and this kind of lockdown crazy that's going on right now in America.
I hope so. I mean, I think that what the left did not count on and what the left is freaking out about right now is that last month and a half of the campaign where they looked like they had everything sewn up, where everything was trending their way. Right after Trump got sick, that was going to be the nail. That was literally supposed to be the nail in his coffin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom, he came back strong. And the pollsters... The pollsters were wrong. The experts were wrong. Everything was wrong. And the fact that everything got this so wrong also, I think, further underscores how could it turn out that way? They were so wrong about everything, the progressives.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, boom, they somehow managed state to state to eke out wins of the things Milty was just citing are staggering.
Yeah.
That, you know, how much better, how much Trump overperformed, how much Biden underperformed, and yet still you're telling us, right, that by hair's breadth that we lost Arizona, we lost Michigan, we lost Pennsylvania, we lost Georgia. It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. And Georgia actually purchased that equipment called Dominion, the one under fire right now. And Dominion's lobbyist pitched that $100 million purchase of those machines was Georgia Governor Brian Kemp's former chief of staff. So we even wonder why Georgia is trying to cling to this, but now they're under a microscope.
Yeah.
So those Senate seats, I don't actually think they could swing those Senate seats because Now it's under a microscope. How are they going to do that?
They can't.
Yeah. So.
Well, the other funny thing is that how quiet the states have gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that I said this last week. I think the silence, the almost absolute silence out of places like Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Wisconsin, I think that has a lot to do with the fact that they want more distance, right? Let's just drag this out. With every day that goes by, every week that goes by, those who still think Trump has a shot are portrayed as lunatics and traitors, I might add.
Yeah.
But let's keep doing that. Let's make them keep making them think that. Do you know what Brian Stetler said? So, you know, all right, so Twitter, we know Twitter and Facebook have put their big fat thumbs on the scale to get Biden elected. We know that they were censoring everybody, all patriots, and including Donald Trump. They were literally silencing the president of the United States while letting the Biden campaign tell numerous lies and to repeat numerous lies. Mm-hmm. And so what happened? Parler, this relatively small option, it was the anti-Twitter, Twitter without Twitter, founded by a couple of radical libertarian guys, Parler, who will not censor anybody. Mm-hmm. Liberals can go there too, as a matter of fact. And so, what happened? So, people since the election, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people have left Twitter and gone to Parler. My account on Parler has quadrupled because people are now beginning to find us over there that could never find us on Twitter.
Right.
And Brian Stetler at CNN yesterday, he said, "This is terrible," he said. "There's this place called Parler, like the first time they've ever heard of it. And it's a place where all the QAnon idiots hang out."
Oh my God.
So what's going on is all these Republicans are digging deep. They're separating themselves more and more and more from the mainstream. They're becoming more treasonous and dangerous. That's the argument.
Yeah.
I hate sports analogies. But really, what the Democrats are in right now is trying to run out the clock.
Absolutely.
That's all they have left.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, there really isn't much left. And right now, we're seeing. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to ask one more question. Why is it that Kamala's even more invisible now that she's the vice president than she was before?
Yeah.
Why is that? Why is she even quieter now? You would think if this was won, they'd have her out trotting in her new agenda. But my God, she's had less to say since she got elected.
Yeah. I think they had to shut her up. She calls herself the president too much.
Yeah, yeah, that's so true. Really. So now we're also seeing with COVID, like I said, we have the evidence of the hospital. See, everyone is shutting down their state because of the hospitals. Well, the total for the last 3 years on average was 476,000 people in the hospital countrywide. And right now we're only sitting at 498,000 countrywide. We're not having this problem. And as Italy is now trying to hand out a 6-year sentence for not wearing the mask in jail and overplaying this to the hilt, I think you're going to see a lot of people start backing it up. And even the mask enthusiasts, when you start to see this kind of stuff rain down on them and they realize how far they're willing to go for this narrative and this hoaxy response and story, I think you're just going to see more backlash this year than you've ever have. This, especially over the holidays. You don't mess with American holidays. You don't mess with our holidays generally.
I certainly hope that there's a lot of media media fog over how many people actually love masks. I mean, have two choices. We're going to get deeper and deeper into the closet here.
Yep.
We're going to become more shut down, more regulated, more confined, or we're going to say enough is enough. Again, and the key here is mortality. The mortality rates are shockingly low. They're lower than they've been since this started. They're almost inconsequentially low, lower than even certain aspects of the flu. Are we going to really go back now and play this game after we've gone back to school and there was nothing major happened and the colleges reopened and we've more or less survived that? Are we going back to this now? Because this lockdown will take a lot longer.
Yep. Yeah. In fact, Michigan is ignoring. She's ignoring their state Supreme Court. What she's saying is basically she's imposing new lockdowns now. And she has she's suspending college classes. She is making sure that anyone over the holidays is only going to have 10 or less people. It's so bad.
Now, given that the court has told her no, where is the uprising?
Mm-hmm.
Where is the legal uprising to remove here? I did see her today. They said that the Republicans were working hard to try to impeach her.
Yes. In fact, what's really going to happen is the slow crawl. So it's going to look like law enforcement is not going to support this, because why would they support it when the Supreme Court just gave her a SWAT and she's not doing anything about that? So when it really comes down to it, they're not actually going to be able to enforce the things that they're enforcing. But you're not going to see in the media the people with the groundswell. You're only going to see that law enforcement at the end of the game isn't going to actually enforce it, because they can't. Right.
So where does enforcement come from? Let's say Trump does win, mm-hmm. but it's withheld from him, or Trump loses and the numbers show otherwise. Where does the enforcement, who's going to listen to whom? Again, in the state of Michigan, it seems like the Supreme Court, they're not going to listen to the Supreme Court. They're going to do nothing about the sitting governor, the forces that be. They're not going to enforce the law as laid out in Michigan by the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. But they seem to be willing to allow Whitmer to do what she wants. Where does enforcement come from?
Well, I mean, she can stand up at a podium and say what she wants, but are the people actually going, because she can't do it alone, so is law enforcement going to stand behind her? I don't think they are. Go ahead, Uncle Milty.
The simple fact is that the enforcement is within each of the 50 states.
Yeah, because they know somebody brings us to court, they'll win. They'll win against her, and she knows it too, but she's just trying to do it anyway, because she feels like if people just believe her, they'll go along with whatever she says.
Isn't it amazing? We were told that Trump wouldn't leave the White House. Trump would, but all the things that they projected on Trump, you just laid it out. These are Democrat tactics.
Yep.
Isn't it the truth? I think it's imploding on them. And yes, their 2030 desired agenda is right now on the line. They want to move us closer and faster than we've ever seen before. The censorship's only going to get worse. We're going to have to figure out new ways to speak, to talk about things, and especially on social media. We're going to have to move to new locations, like you said, with Parler. We're going to have to make all of these adjustments. But I'm telling you, when you hit people right at home, with their loved ones, and tell them what to do, then you're asking for, they're asking way too much now. And we just went through all of this, and people lost businesses. And I see people in California with this uprising. When they called the election for Biden at 1% of the votes, I started laughing, because I knew what kind of uprising there was in California against him and against this whole regime. So, I don't know.
Again, I end the show with the way I did last week's show. Stop listening to Fox. The best thing you can do now is find the alternates. Because the more you support Fox News, the more you feed them money, the more you're paid. You know you shouldn't follow CNN. You know MSNBC is not for you. You have got to get your mind around the fact that certainly in terms of the news they present to you, the news they manipulate, Fox News is no better. So you've got to find a break from that. And there are a lot of good alternatives. Find it.
I absolutely agree with you. And really love what you're doing with your radio show, too. Tell people how to find it.
Any place you can get podcasts, it's the Dr. Duke Show. It's free of charge. We do five shows a week on education. And if you've been paying attention out there, we're in this problem because we've miseducated generations of people. We would not be here now if we had a real education system that taught the truth.
Oh, amen. I can't tell you how many people in the media, how many young people on Twitter are regurgitating this factoid that they think that the media calls the election. I mean, we're talking severely dumbed down, and it's a problem, a huge problem, probably that the base or foundation of all the problems that we have right now going on with education. Thank you so much, Dr. Duke Pesta. See you next week. And of course, we'll be right back. I have so much to share with you on what's coming. So make sure if you don't get this hour, you get it on podcast. But holy cow, go to katedalyradio.com. katedalyradio.com, spelled like Valley. katedalyradio.com. Parler, Kate Daly at Parler. So you can get that as well. Kate Daly at Parler.